Yeah, we've been setting that up and done it before, you know, with the new camp schedule and whatnot. You tend to, you know, like a little bit more competition. So, you know, they'll come in and we'll get 3 good days of practice with the Texans, you know, leading up to our preseason game.
Is it about getting able to do different work?
Well, I think, you know, anymore, I think, you know, you spend a lot of time working against each other. I think it's kind of a good break for both sides to, you know, compete against a different style of offense and defense as well as different players.
Do you have experience with one of your teams doing joint practices and training camp like this
before? Yeah, I think just about everybody I've been with, which has been a few. Well, we've done that, you know, at different times. We had this first year we've done it since my tenure here.
John, you cut short a little bit because of the weather. You got most of what you wanted in.
Well, we got, I think we lost about 6 plays. So, you know, we're getting, you know, anywhere between 65 and 80 plays in. So our guys are working hard, you know, very enthusiastically, and felt like we had a good day's work in.
John, yesterday DeMarcus said that his goal for he and Vaughn was to have as many sacks as at least one team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You're a defensive guy. Do you look at sacks or pressures or both when you, from your vantage point?
You know, you're really just trying to affect the quarterback. So, you know, Mike Strahan way back the year we went to the Super Bowl in 2000, you know, he didn't make the Pro Bowl because he didn't have the sack total that he'd had in the past. So, but yet he had a very, very productive, good season. So, you know, sometimes, you know, people read too much into sacks. You know, sometimes it defines the type of season, which in actuality you can have a very good year without, you know, a huge sack number. So we're just looking for affecting the quarterback and making him uncomfortable.
Are you intrigued by that tandem with a healthy Ware and a healthy Miller and what they can bring?
Yeah, I mean, we went way out of our way to get that tandem. So, again, you know, time will tell, you know, how hard they work. They're working very hard to this point and both very, very talented people.
Coach, from a general standpoint, when you look at the tight end position, guys like Jimmy Graham, how has that position changed and evolved over the years?
Well, I think it's like another receiver. You know, I think, you know, over the last 8 to 10 years, you know, the passing game has picked up with a lot of the rules changes, and you know, the game's changed a whole lot since I came to the league in 1989 as far as, you know, playing defense, what you're seeing from offenses. You're seeing way more multiple receiver sets, and you're getting more, you know, pass receiving type tight ends versus, you know, an offensive tackle lined up to block.
Do you think guys like that should be seen as a receiver instead of a tight end?
I'm not getting into that one. I'll leave that for other people, but yeah.